Welcome to the Mom Biz Solutions Show. I'm your host, Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach, coming to you live today with head cold. So if I sound a little funny, don't laugh. Anyway, I hope you are having a great summer as I am. We are really having some interesting fun times this summer, doing a lot of travels with our kids, and I'm still managing to squeeze in all my coaching clients this summer. We've been all practicing being very flexible with each other so we can take time off and do the work that needs to get done, stick to our goals and our deadlines, but also make sure that we are out making some great memories with our families and giving ourselves that chance to back down a little bit and take off the pressure that we experience the rest of the year so that we can be creative and, you know, open ourselves up for what comes next. So I hope you're having a summer like that too. Let me tell you what we're going to talk about today. I've had some questions, and this is something I don't do often enough, I think. I work with my clients on a regular basis, and you know, most of the information that I do share with you on these podcasts come from my coaching clients telling me, you know, this is what I'm challenged with, or this is what I want to work on this week. But one thing I don't do enough talking about is talking to those of you who are thinking that you want to start a business, thinking, you know, who maybe have been listening to this podcast for a while, thinking that you're getting some good tips for when you might want to start a business. And one of the biggest questions that I get asked a lot by groups of people like that is, how do you know when it's the right time to start a business? And, you know, that is a really tricky question. And so it makes a lot of sense that, you know, this is something where people do spend a lot of time spinning their wheels or getting lost or maybe never just taking the dive and getting started, because it is hard to know when. You know, as they say with getting pregnant, there's really never a good time to have a baby. It's never better or worse. Kids come along on their own schedule sometimes, right? So, but when it comes to starting a business, of course, we do take a bit more of an intentional eye towards that sort of thing. It involves a lot of finances and resources and a reallocation of our time. So how do you know when it's a good time to start? You know, you may be experiencing a major milestone this year. Your youngest may be going off to kindergarten, your oldest may be heading off to college, or your youngest may be heading off to college. Maybe you or your spouse or partner has been laid off or fired. Maybe you're getting divorced or remarried. I have been working with a couple of women this summer who actually were going through a divorce. They actually, when we started working together, that was not in motion. But it was on their minds, and some of the work that we did together allowed them to go ahead and make space for that big, huge change and that big milestone. And one of the things we had to consider was, how does the stage of your life and what's happening in that stage of your life, how does that and how will it impact everything else you do? Is starting your own business going to be a key to financial freedom and stability for you? Is it going to give you what you need right now in terms of fulfillment and financial stability? Or is it going to tax you? Is it going to be the thing that holds you back? I will tell you that there's no, of course, no single answer. And for some of the clients that I've worked with, one of them I actually dissuaded from starting her own business. She hired me as her business coach to help her launch a wonderful company that she wanted to start. And because the status of her marriage seemed to, you know, needed to take precedence for a while, I told her she probably should hang on to the financial stability she had until she settled things down a bit and got established on her own. Whereas another client who I also coached while she went through a divorce was, you know, it was absolutely the perfect time for her to break out on her own. And, you know, part of that, I will tell you, was that the business she was starting and really wanting to grow in a big way after her divorce was based on work that she had already been doing in a niche that she already had recognition and credibility in, and with a group of clients and customers that she'd already been working with. So she actually had a nice segue to doing more freelance and doing more work on her own that that she could build on, because she had been doing that for quite some time under the other company she'd been working with. So how do you know? How do you decide? Here's the thing. For all of us, you know, when we talk about business, when we talk about work, there is a decision about to be made about how much money you need to make, not how much you want to make, not some guy number you've always wanted because it just sounds so good when they say it on TV. But really taking a hard look at your finances and seeing what you need to contribute and what you need to bring into the bottom line. Secondly, you need to have a really strong understanding that entrepreneurship, joke, but it's true, it's not for the weak. And it generally, a startup business is going to take your money the first year or two. It's not, most people are not going to see any profit the first year or two, maybe three of their business. And so you need to be able, if you're thinking of starting a business, you need to have a long view rather than a short one. If you absolutely need a certain specific amount of money, you probably need to hang on to your side gig or your part-time or full-time job for a bit and understand that your entrepreneurship, your startup is going to grow. It will grow eventually, but it really is to need you to give it money in terms of marketing, in terms of establishing some resources. You're going to be more inefficient when you start up than when you are established. And if you are very clear that you can weather that for the first couple of years, then it might be the right thing for you to go ahead and start it now so that you can have, sometimes when people do make a big life change, when the kids go away to school or when a marriage changes or a partnership changes, or when you get laid off of a job, you find yourself with a lot more time than you've ever had before. And sometimes that makes it the right thing, because what your business will need, if you're thinking of starting up now, if you're going to start a new company, it will need as much time and money as you can give it. There's no two ways about that. So if you've got that going for you, if you know that you can weather it financially for a bit, then you can set yourself up for success, okay? If you're crystal clear that the number one priority in your life is financial security and stability, because that is something you don't have at the moment, then it's probably not the best time to start up a business, unless you're going to hang on to that part-time or full-time job to keep yourself a nice safety net. That's the biggest advice that I give to most of my clients that are asking that question. I tell you, it doesn't make me a popular person when I tell people that there are many, many, many easier ways to make money than being an entrepreneur. You would think that that would go counter to anything I should say. But if you've been listening to this for a while, you know my brand of coaching and my philosophy behind coaching is saying it straight, right? And not trying to blow smoke up your skirt and tell you that, oh, all it's going to take is hard work and dedication and believing in yourself, and you can make, you know, $100,000 your first year no matter what it is you set out to do. I think those kinds of statements are kind of overused at best and downright risky at worst. So I always try to say it straight so that you can make some of the best choices that, you know, that you can as you're considering that. So think about it for yourself. If you're looking at starting up a business, another thing past the finances, another thing that I always like people to consider is, what sort of support are you going to have beyond finances for that business? Do you already know how to do what it is you do? Or are you trying to start a company that's completely new to you? Okay. For instance, I had a client one time who was leaving her very established 20-year career in insurance and wanted to become a life coach. And she was getting her life coaching certification when she hired me, and she wanted to start working with women similar to the way I was. And as we started talking about it, she was telling me all about this. This was a big change for her. She was leaving corporate America. She was sick of it. She was so excited about her freedom. I'm like, okay, great. We started talking about it. And I said, well, you know, what are your goals? How much money do you need to bring in each year in order for you to feel successful? And one of her first goals was to replace her insurance job, her salary, which was, you know, in the six figures within the first 6 months of her coaching business. And I held onto her hand and said very gently that that might be a little bit of a stretch. And the reason it was the biggest reason it was a stretch is she was not yet known as a coach. Everybody in her world, everybody in her life knew her as this person who had been doing insurance for 20 years. So when you switch gears in your business, if your startup is going to have you doing something you've never done before, look around and see what sort of odds you have in terms. It doesn't mean you can't change, but you've just got to set your expectations accordingly about how soon you can expect to be profitable in your business, okay? Because if nobody knows you as this new thing that you're doing, that's okay. It's just going to take a little more time. It takes time for you to build up your visibility and credibility to your target audience so they know where to find you and they know that you are the solution that they need. Okay? It just is a matter of time. You can totally do it, but you have to be realistic and understand that you have to commit to that so that you can be successful at it. If you already have that, then yeah, your time frame can be a little different. Your support, your network, your visibility and credibility, if that's already in place, like my other client I was talking about earlier, who was going through the divorce but was moving into more of a freelance position, doing the same work with the same target audience that she'd been working with for another company, well, that was a much easier transition for her. She was really able to step on the gas pedal and go full time when she had more time on her hands to do more work. So those are some good options that you can look at. You also want to look at, so you're looking at finances, you're looking at how established you are already to your target audience and in your niche. And if you're established, it's time for you to reach your goals. If you're not established, don't dismay. You can still be successful in this area if it's completely new. You just have to be willing to give it enough time so that people can get to know you. The third thing is to consider what sort of support you're going to have. If you, you know, this can look like so many different things. This can look like, you know, having your partners buy in on how you're spending your time and what resources you're using and how much, you know, financial contribution you're going to have to the family. Or this could look like having friends and family that help you take care of your family, your children, your kid obligations, whatever it is that needs to get done, like carpooling. I know one of my clients is a single mom and, you know, she's got a teenage son who's very busy after school. And one of the reasons she feels like she can't grow her business in some certain ways right now is the need to pick him up and drop him off at all of his events. And so I recently suggested to her that, you know, I asked her why she was doing that instead of carpooling. And she's like, well, as a single mom, I don't really even get to see him that much during the day. So I kind of feel like this is my only shot at getting to see him. And I said, well, I hear you, but I'm not sure that you're getting a whole lot of quality time in when you're picking up and dropping off at all these events. And it's completely using up all the time you have to work in your business when you're carpooling, you know, back and forth for 3 hours a night. So I want to take a look at things like that. If you are in a very isolated area, as some Canadian friends are, believe it or not, they're way out in the middle of, you know, big prairie areas, then you have to consider, how are you going to get help if you need it? Who's going to help you run your life, your family, your business? You need to think of those things. If you've got those things in place, again, you can expect that this might be a good time in your life for making that startup, jumping in and starting a business. If you don't have it, you may want to take a minute to consider how you can create a better shot at success when you do launch your business. Okay. So these are just some different, I gave, you know, three different ideas about how to decide when it is the right time to start your business. Sometimes these big milestone changes, big life changes, give us more time than we've ever had, give us more motivation and more freedom and flexibility than we've ever had before. Sometimes they take some of those things away. So it's up to each of us to figure out when is the right time for us. And, you know, you can always call me. This is what I do. I'm a hired decision maker. So if you need help with that, it might be time for you to give me a call and let us start working together. That's it for today. I'll be back in 2 weeks. Until next time, I'm Laura Galloway, the Mom Biz Coach, co-author of Mom Team Business. Go check out my book at Mom Team Business Book.com.